For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
This popped up on my X feed. Mel Kiper Jr. in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Did you see this? He's not in, but Dan Patrick is arguing that he should be in.
Absolutely not.
I knew where you came down on that.
Absolutely not.
They already have an
award. I mean, come on.
Go ahead.
Are we serious? So Mel Kiper is going to take a spot, or is it like whenever Cowher went in? Well, I don't even know what it was called.
The Old Man Award.
Like, is this like an extra?
I don't think it would keep a player out.
Okay, all right.
Tack him on in.
No, but still, no. For what?
Making the draft what it is.
I mean, that's like a lucky situation. Like, you thought something would work and hit, and then people started following, and then you did it every single year. It's not, I mean, there's no accuracy really to it. I mean, I don't follow what his percentages are every year of hitting on every single pick from rounds 1 through 7, but I don't think that they're very high.
No, they grade it based on how many guys you get correctly in each round. And I think he's kind of been lapped at this point by other people. He did help put it on the map, but I'm with you. Like, you already have the Pete Rozelle Award that is handed out every year. So late, longtime NFL commissioner Pete Rozelle, they give out an award for longtime exceptional contributions to radio and television and professional football. Okay, if you want to give Mel Kiper Jr. the Pete Rozelle Award,
yeah,
and so he's honored in that way, then hell yeah, do that. But that's how it would have to be done.
Yeah. You got me all fired up.
I know. And then I was going to step on you instead of letting you go. I can keep going.
No, I'm good. I like Mel Kiper.
I like Kiper. I think he does a great job.
Yeah, me ranked high. So, I like him.
That's why you like him.
Yeah.
That wasn't his fault. Nope. Everyone else screwed up there.
Yeah,
I think Kiper does a wonderful job, and Kiper was the first guy in on this, the first ever draft, Nick. And, yeah, there's a place for him. But the place for him would be under that Pete Rozelle Award.
Yeah.
Whenever you've already given it to people like Brent Musburger, who's this year's recipient, and John Facenda, and Joe Buck, and Dick Ebersol, and Tom Jackson, and Al Michaels, and Jim Nance, and Chris Berman. All those guys have helped get football where football is. Like, they're the soundtrack in a lot of cases of our football upbringing. Like, when you're watching games on TV, totally get it. And Mel Kiper, for this time of the year that has taken off and is massively popular, it's massively popular in part because of what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to say keep a player out instead,
oh,
and you put him in, I think guys like you would march down Canton, Ohio, drag his ass out and throw him over the fence.
Yes.
Yeah. Howard Katz, Andrea Kramer, Len Dawson, John Madden, Ray Scott, Dick Enberg. Yeah, he fits there. That's fine. He's different. He's not a play-by-play guy, but you got some studio hosts here. I'm totally fine with that, with the Pete Rozelle Award. So campaign to give him the Pete Rozelle Award. Bada bing, bada boom, we figured it out.
There you go.
I knew that with Jackie. You're still pissed.
Yeah. It's getting everybody in. Hall of Fame. Like, what? Hall of Fame for half-picking draft picks. Get out of here.
You know, it opens the door for guys like me to get in the door.
For what?
Well, being a pillar of the Pittsburgh football community.
Like Western PA Hall of Fame? Okay.
Well, first the Western PA Hall of Fame and then the world.
Then the world Hall of Fame.
Everything the light touches.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On your Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, your Odyssey app. The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Here's what happened. You've got a radio guy, TV guy, Dan Patrick, who's caping for another TV radio guy in Mel Kiper. Ain't no player was like, you know who needs to be in the Hall of Fame?
That's because Dan Patrick wants to get in.
He should get in. Pete Rozelle Award.
Right.
We already got that. We already got an award. Just use the award. I saw the Troy Polamalu bust, too, that was trending on social media back when he was inducted, and one of these accounts put it back out there this weekend.
I saw that, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No. There's worse.
No.
There's worse.
Who's worse?
We'll have to look at it. Maybe we'll play that game tomorrow. There's worse.
The courtroom sketch of Tom Brady will forever be the funniest.
Yeah.
They made him look like Two-Face from Batman. He's just ugly as all get out.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jeff in Morgantown wanted to chime in on our Shador Sanders conversation. Hi, Jeff.
Actually, I was commenting about Mel Kiper.
Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
He deserved nothing. He's made a lot of money doing what he does, and he's never right.
Right.
The guy sitting beside you, Doran Dickerson, if he's not in the Hall of Fame, you're going to tell me Mel Kiper should be?
Pete Rozelle Award.
Right, that's fine, but he doesn't even deserve that.
Ouch.
He's made a lot of money doing what... missing. He misses all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, he's right. Like, I mean, what are we doing here? Like,
it doesn't matter if he's right or not, just to argue the devil's advocate point. It's about kind of making the draft popular before the draft was ever popular.
Kind of breaking down the barrier of, like, the draft or whatever. Like, just...
I'm not using that for... Don't do that to me.
You know, like... What are we...
He blasted through that glass ceiling, did Mel Kiper Jr.
Like, come on.
He made the draft popular. Now, I think the counter argument.
You don't think the draft would be popular right now if it wasn't for him.
That's what I was about to say. He was the guy that did it, but somebody else would have done it.
Yes.
Because every aspect of the NFL is popular.
But even if
OTAs, mini camp, training camp, the combine, all these things would be popular without Mel Kiper.
Exactly.
Because some other dude with a bizarre hairline who's kind of a character could come in and do the same thing.
Even if there wasn't a dude that did it.
Trailblazer, Doran. He was a trailblazer.
Yeah, he's a trailblazer, yeah. The NFL would obviously take over, and they understand what draws money, what doesn't.
Well, and I argued on behalf of all these great broadcasters that I said were kind of the soundtrack of the NFL for our youth. I think if there were no broadcasters, people would still watch football.
Yes.
Like, we've argued that for years. Like, ESPN went out and bought Joe Buck and bought Troy Aikman because those Fox games always sounded bigger with those guys. And they're the best. And now they're on ESPN. And it does add this gravitas. But, okay, when you had the comedian in there and it was bad, it's not like I wasn't watching Monday Night Football.
Exactly.
I'm always going to watch Monday Night Football. We all are.
So let's go back a little bit. Like, were broadcasters brought in to break down the game for people that don't understand, or was it for the entertainment element?
Yeah.
Both?
The entertainment element, and then it started to shift. Like, initially, you'd have the play-by-play guy, and you'd have the color commentator, and the color commentator would just be some other slap-ass broadcaster like me.
Not even like a former player, right?
Yeah. Just some dude who went to Syracuse who knows how to speak eloquently,
right,
and has an understanding of the game, but not at the level a player would.
Right.
And then that obviously shifted. And then you had Craig Wolfley, who went to Syracuse and was a former player.
What do you think most people listen to the broadcast for?
I like to learn.
To learn?
I like to learn now. Like, I thought Tony Romo was really good at it initially. I don't know that Troy Aikman's a great game breakdown guy, but
he gets the game, though.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He delivers it.
He's evolved,
concisely,
too. Like, I give him a lot of credit because he played in an era that was so different. And even Collinsworth played in an era that was even different than Aikman. And they have evolved to the game now. And they break it down where you understand the game now, not from whenever they played, which could be very easy for them to do, of being like, oh, this is my football. Like, whenever I played, like, you know, we were in three-point stances with split ends. So they have evolved with the game. And I do give him a lot of credit for doing that, because that is hard at times.
See, and you say split ends, and I just think you need, like, Pantene Pro-V.
Right.
Because you got...
So you have to explain it.
Your hair's all screwed up.
Right.
23 touchdowns, the most Troy Aikman ever threw for in a season, with 14 picks that year. Quarterback rating of 81.6. You think the game might have changed on him a little bit?
Jeez.
He got with the times. Yes, I'll tell you who else is really good is Collinsworth, and people hate him around here for whatever reason. I think he's the best.
Yeah, I think he's great.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.